This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the part of the offseason where Pro Football Focus really just grits their teeth and they go deep into the film study. During the season, it's kind of hard, especially when you have that many assignments to, you know, accurately look at other teams and do the rankings. There's just so much going on. But when the offseason starts, Chris Collinsworth bought this company. They really grit their teeth and they try to figure some stuff out and they try to figure things out. And they unveiled their list of top 100 players. Congratulations to Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, offensive player of the year in the NFL, number two overall in the league. But they got a little deep into the offensive line. And I just want your immediate reaction to this. My immediate reaction was, good Lord, my eyes aren't lying to me. Nick Martin, the center for the Houston Texans, ranked fifth among AFC South centers. And I know a lot of people, I've been known to get some numbers wrong on this show before.
So you're saying fifth?
Fifth among AFC South
centers. In the division?
There are four in the division. Two members of the Indianapolis Colts ahead of Nick Martin. When it comes to AFC South centers, your immediate reaction to that? Because I texted Wade Smith as soon as I saw it, and I said, what the hell is this about? There's a lot of stuff that he can't control, obviously.
Right.
But he said, for the most part, he can believe it.
This is what, okay, you want my honest, you know, obviously we just try to be completely honest here. My honest first thought, and this could be way off, is I told you during the last break, I wonder if Nick Martin is just living off his last name. I've fallen victim to, hey, that's Zach Martin's brother. I know he had a bad year last year, and we were honest about that, or not a great year last year. But this year, I saw some moments where I thought he was, you know, doing his job, and he never made any, I'm trying to remember, help me out. Did he make any, like, game-impacting, egregious mistakes, holds, and, you know, I think he just maybe just didn't do his job enough.
There was one game, and Wade Smith broke this down on Mad Radio, as he does every Friday at 9 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610. Wade Smith brought up, you remember when Davenport moved to the right side and he was struggling really bad? And I think he had a penalty. He had a game where he had like four false start penalties. Wade said the more that he looked at that, it looked like Nick Martin was maybe snapping the ball wrong, late.
Okay.
And Julian was getting a start because of that. That would have been the egregious mistake. But my thing with Nick Martin has been this. It's been assumed since they drafted him, despite the fact he's been injured and despite the fact the offensive line has struggled, that of all the five positions, you can count on Nick Martin.
Yes.
But when you actually watch the game, I don't watch the game and feel like Nick Martin is separating himself anymore from the offensive line. And that's what my eyes tell me.
He hasn't been a road grader.
He hasn't been a road grader, and he doesn't really stick out. And I know a lot of times it goes hand in hand, because if you have other weak pieces along the offensive line, you're not going to be able to shine. But he hasn't looked like a guy to where, you know, he's about to be up for his second contract. He doesn't look like a guy that when we talk about guys like the Justin Reeds, like the Deshaun Watsons, like the guys that are definitely Zach Cunningham, they're definitely going to get second contracts. I don't look at Nick Martin and I say, you know what? They really need to keep this guy around.
And, you know, if you're talking about, you know, who's grading him, this is what they do. Now, you might disagree with some of the,
I mean, obviously any film study is going to have some variables, but this is what Pro Football Focus, this is what Chris Collinsworth invested in, and this is what they do.
Right. And so if you're saying, well, they get a lot of people wrong. Well, they watch a lot more every snap, in fact. That's what they brag about. They watch every snap of every player and grade them. So even if you give them a comfortable, you know, a curve there, grade them on a curve, to be fifth in a four-team division among centers, that says something.
It's not a good look.
No.
Three biggest rumors in the AFC South. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, episode 172. There's three big rumors in the AFC South that are getting the most attention. And I just tweeted it out at sportsradio610.com. of these three rumors, which one intrigues you the most? I'm just going to give you the rumors, and then I want you to answer the question. First of all, Nick Foles to the Jacksonville Jaguars. His former quarterback coach in Philadelphia is there. John DeFilippo is out there. So Nick Foles to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The writing's on the wall there, and it looks like they're finally going to move on from Blake Bortles and could have a new quarterback, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback at that. Le'Veon Bell to the Texans or the Indianapolis Colts. Will either one of those teams emerge and capture the services of the Philadelphia or the Pittsburgh Steelers running back? That's rumor number two. And rumor number three, this might be a little bit of a long shot, but Leonard Fournette, there have been rumblings that he could be traded, potentially even to Tampa Bay, because of the season he had last year in which he had trouble staying on the field. And when he was on the field, he did a couple knucklehead things. He got gotten some altercations, to which Tom Coughlin publicly criticized him. And also, I think he was trying to withhold some of his bonus money. So of those three interviews, from a Texans perspective, which one scares you the most? Which one are you mad about? And which one intrigues you the most?
Well, it depends on where you place Le'Veon Bell. Because if you put Bell with the Texans, you know, because it's Colts and Texans apparently are the two teams that are hot. But if you put him with the Colts, that would be number one. Andrew Luck with a running game and a guy out of the backfield. Are you kidding me? That scares me more than even Nick Foles to the Jaguars. And so I would say those would be one, two. But Fournette traded? That I don't think that's that crazy a thought. I mean, they did withhold his bonus money. I think it got into some sort of arbitration or something. But no, they did withhold his bonus money. And he was reportedly healthy, but then they kept him out during the season. And it's Tom Coughlin. I mean, Tom Coughlin, ask Seth Payne. Tom Coughlin doesn't play, man. He doesn't play at all.
I think the one that intrigues me the most is the Colts signing Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. It intrigues me and it scares me the least because I think with all this cap money that the Colts have, they have the most cap money in the entire NFL. Mm-hmm. I think if they sign Le'Veon Bell and go against what they've done the last couple of years to put them where they're at, where a lot of people are sipping the Kool-Aid and thinking this could be the start of something special, I think that completely eliminates that. And you look at the New England Patriots. When's the last time they bought high on somebody, and it paid off? They don't do that. They buy low. They buy low on guys like Randy Moss. They buy low on guys like Josh Gordon. But that's them. But it's also what has worked. It's what's worked. So if I see the Colts go out and get Le'Veon Bell, I know as far as off-season chatter goes, there'll be a lot of people here. There'll be a lot of people, you know, on the text line 713-572-4610 freaking out. It wouldn't scare me at all. As a matter of fact, I would almost feel like I dodged a bullet if I'm the Texans and that happens.
See, that one would scare me the most.
It just wouldn't scare me. I understand what Le'Veon Bell can do, but I think there's a lot of question marks. I know you're not concerned about the usage. He's been used quite a bit, and I don't think the year off is as beneficial as everybody thinks. I think staying away from a football facility for an entire year, especially when you take into account that it wasn't the wisest decision, I question your work ethic. I question your heart. And I start to think that maybe Le'Veon Bell is one of those guys who just wants to get that big payday and then maybe coast a little bit and not put in as much effort as a guy who would be hungry. The guys that we see the Patriots bring in and we see other teams bring in.
I think we just see what he's got left differently. And that's at the core of our differences with Le'Veon Bell. I think he's got plenty left and put him with Andrew Luck. Which, by the way, Andrew Luck, a little dump off to Le'Veon Bell. Come on now. I mean, I can see him scrambling past linebackers as we speak.
When he's on the field and assuming that he's still the same Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. Trading Leonard Fournette, I don't know how much that really does for me, especially when you factor in that they're going to upgrade the quarterback position. They can find other running backs out there in Jacksonville, but Nick Foles going to Jacksonville, I know he's better than Blake Bortles. Mm-hmm. I know that he's had success with the coach that's going to be calling plays there. That really doesn't scare me as well. But there is a move that I think could be the most intriguing of the offseason. It involves a team that we haven't even mentioned so far, the Tennessee Titans.
All right, and that is?
What if in the draft, let's say the Tennessee Titans, when they're on the clock, like a quarterback, whether it's Haskins, Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State, Drew Locke out of Missouri, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones out of Duke. What if the Tennessee Titans like one of those quarterbacks and they decide it's time to move on from Marcus Mariota? I'm not saying any of these quarterbacks would completely shift the landscape of the AFC South, but I think the dream scenario, and Sean's mentioned this a couple times on the Triple Threat, I think the dream scenario for Texans fans is that the Tennessee Titans look at Marcus Mariota And despite the fact he's had trouble staying on the field and the success has been moderate, they give him a Dak Prescott-like deal that Todd Archer's predicting in the $170 million range, and they pay him like he's a franchise quarterback.
That's the biggest decision anyone in the AFC South has to make. You can talk about Le'Veon Bell with the Colts, Texans with Tyron versus Kareem Jackson, Jaguars with whether it's going to be Foles, you know, as it looks like it's going to be, or whatever decisions that they have to make that are going to be kind of, you know, fate-altering decisions. Nothing's bigger than can we win with Marcus Mariota.
And that's the interesting thing is you look at the draft order, the Tennessee Titans right now, they're not picking where you'd like when it, in regards to getting a quarterback.
Like seven, let me see.
They're 19th.
Yeah.
They got the 19th pick, but if you just look at the teams in front of them, what you always do is you have to look at these teams and you have to say, do they need a quarterback? Because it's not like a wide receiver where you can add a wide receiver and they can play together. Do they need a quarterback?
Giants need a quarterback. Maybe the Jaguars need a quarterback.
These are the teams drafting in front of them, and you just tell them, and we'll just go through if they need a quarterback or not. Cardinals, probably not. They have Josh Rosen.
They're going to get both.
49ers, they just paid Jimmy Garoppolo. Jets just drafted Sam Darnold. Raiders need a quarterback. No, they got Derek Carr. So they're probably not going to do that. Tampa Bay. Maybe they move on from Jameis Winston. Maybe Bruce Arians wants to start with somebody else.
They're in the same boat as the Titans, to be honest.
Yes. Giants, they need a quarterback.
Yes.
They need to move on from Eli. Jacksonville, they need a quarterback as of today, but all signs point to the fact they're going to take the Jaguars. So we have two teams that maybe need a quarterback. Bills just drafted Josh Allen. Broncos probably need a quarterback. Bengals maybe need a quarterback. I don't know. I don't know to really understand their situation or their line of thinking out there. They did just get a new quarterback coach. And then you have the Packers, Dolphins, Falcons, Redskins, Panthers, and Browns. A couple of those teams could use quarterbacks, but there's a strong chance that one of these guys is going to be on the board. If the Titans move on from Marcus Mariota, I think that's the worst scenario of all these things for the Houston Texans. Because at the very least, they're not going to handcuff themselves to Marcus Mariota for a few more years.
Well, they have to decide. I mean, you know, they know what they saw. They know how he is. They know how he's how he operates in that building. You know, maybe they're going to think, you know, he's right. He's the right guy for us. But if they move on, it's the toughest decision they have to make. And they also, I believe, no, I'm wrong. I thought they had 2 second round picks too. They do not.
They don't. But it's going to be interesting to see and just see and as this process goes on, we're about 2 weeks from the combine. Just see which teams like who, which teams are bringing in, because a lot of times these teams will tip their hand. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see the decision the Titans make with Marcus Mariota if they just decide to roll him out one more year, or maybe they try to bring in his replacement. I think that would be a bad situation for the Houston Texans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.